All right, we're in session. We're talking about the only news that matters. Just recently, the internet was abuzz with news that Sony Pictures is taking Spider-Man and going home. They are not playing with Disney. They will no longer work jointly with Disney to have Spider-Man appear in Marvel Cinematic Universe joints. And we'll be the only people involved in making Spider-Man movies, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's news now. And we're going to talk about it. And it's going to be epic. I'm not going to even introduce the people in this room because this podcast is going to be nothing but talking over each other. I could imagine it right
now. You're going to be civil.
All right. Good. Civil. What do you think about this? James, go. Your feels. Say it.
I think I have complex feelings about this. Obviously, as a fan, I'm like mortified, right? Like, I really like what was happening with Spider-Man and the connection to the Marvel Universe, and they seem to put a lot of weight.
Right.
But for a couple of reasons why I think this is interesting. One, I think the news that leaked last night and then the statement made by Sony today, I think it's all public negotiation.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's absolutely, this deal is not over. You know, this is two companies fighting in the public about it and trying to get public opinion to help sway where
they're going. It
practically proves the fact that Disney probably leaked it originally, that Sony had to go and, you know, clean up a little bit. Otherwise, people are going to, you know, go to the streets and riot and lynch all of their upper management.
Trending since, I think, last night is boycott Sony is the hashtag? Is
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Al, do you have a strong opinion about this? You have been, like, forlorn on the internet for, like, a day and a half. Why are people being so mean?
Like, it's just so weird. Like, everyone's mad at Sony. And I guess this is partially because of what what you guys theorized, that, like, maybe this was leaked by Disney and Disney's hoping to get
that there
favor,
was
I guess. If I want to put on my tinfoil hat, I guess I could do that. But I don't know. It just seems really unfair. It's like, I mean, yeah, Sony's to blame for this, but Disney was the one that came forward and wanted to change things in the first place. And I feel like there's enough here to, like, just there's enough blame for all of this to go around.
Cappy?
How dare they want money for the work they put into this project?
But they did get money for the work they put
into
this project.
And they continue to get money for the work they put into it.
Exactly. Why would they, like, there was a deal already in place.
So let's get some context.
And Disney changed it.
Let's get some context. I pray I don't. Anybody got a Vader reference?
Yeah, I was about to. As a pray, I do not alter it further.
Right. All right, oh my God.
It's appropriate. It's a Disney property.
We are just the stereotype of every geek podcast that has ever existed. I'm here for it. Maybe some context, background. So Marvel once was a comic book publisher. No, bad. All right, Marvel, before Marvel was bought by Disney, Marvel would have to basically sell off the rights to make films, licensing, would have to sell off the rights to make a movie
company. It goes back to the late 90s when Marvel was going bankrupt.
Yeah, that's
They went bankrupt, and they were trying to keep themselves afloat by selling off their intellectual properties, the rights to make movies.
And that's even a little extreme, because that's just standard. When the company's making anything that isn't in its wheelhouse, it licenses out the right. Usually there's some sort of contractual obligation that says, for a certain amount of time, you have the exclusive right to make a movie with this character. But TV rights are something different. Animation rights are something different. And also, if you don't make anything every year, then you lose the rights. It comes back to us. There's, like, a bunch of stuff in contract law for how this all probably went down.
And it's really fascinating because that's normal, right?
It's totally normal.
Marvel broke the mold in the mid-2000s by starting their own studio and saying, hey, we're going to try to do this ourselves, which people thought would not work.
That's the would not work alarm, if you could hear that in the background.
Which people thought would not work because Marvel had sold off all their A-game properties, or licensed off all their A-game properties.
Yeah, Spider-Man,
X-Men. Right, and they were using
Ghost Rider,
Hulk.
Well,
all right, Hulk. Good then.
But you know, a bunch of properties that people thought, you know, like, those were obviously the properties that Marvel had, and by making, you know, Iron Man as their flagship thing, that it wasn't going to work. Obviously, history proved that wrong.
Right, and a big player in that is Disney. Disney comes along, buys Marvel, and says, "Hey, we make movies." And they're like, all right, sure. Yeah, we could do these movies finally sort of in-house.
I mean, to be fair, they did buy it on a meteoric rise. Wasn't Avengers the first Disney Marvel movie?
I think what happened, though, is... So what happens is... Wow, we're much more civil than I thought we were going to be. Disney does this a lot, but any company can do it. Doesn't believe its brand will work in certain environments. So because superhero things were considered like adult and Disney was considered childish, they were like, well, let's put this under, I think they put it under Paramount? Was it Paramount? I can't remember what.
So Paramount was the release publisher, right? So you need, Marvel isn't independently releasing the films.
They were the distributors.
A distributor, exactly. And Paramount was the distributor, which also worked out well for Marvel because they had sold the rights of Hulk to Paramount.
Yeah.
So by distributing through them, they were able to make The Incredible Hulk as their, you know, second movie.
That fills in some gaps in my memory. There you go.
So now, can I jump over to a little background on Sony?
Sure.
Are we done with Marvel?
Yeah, I think so. We get up to the point where, like, at this point, Marvel is in bed with a big production company that produces those MCU movies. And those MCU movies are radically successful, but there's only certain properties that they are technically allowed to make, even if you see in the pages of Marvel Comics that these characters are playing together.
So Sony has, at this point in the history, right when Marvel's on its rise, produced...
They've released the Walkman at this point.
Right. Sony Entertainment has produced 5 Spider-Man movies to varying success. You have obviously the first, the trilogy of Sam Raimi's.
Right, which may be like astronomically successful. No one expected it to ever get made kind of deal. Right.
Then you have Mark Webb's Amazing Spider-Man, the first one which saw moderate success, right, as the rebooted Spider-Man, and the second one which financially at least was a failure, though I don't think it received critical.
And correct me if I'm wrong in the timeline here, by the time Mark Webb's Amazing Spider-Man movies came out, we already have had some Marvel movies coming out.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Marvel is an established powerhouse at this point.
So a big reason for making these movies so quickly after the last Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire, was like, well, we got to keep making these Spider-Man movies or we lose the rights to them. And we know there's someone out there that desperately wants those rights back.
Take those rights back any day.
Right.
It was definitely in the middle of all of the big Marvel hype because there was all this teasing of, oh, we're going to build up this Sinister Six universe in Sony's version of Amazing Spider-Man, which never like actually came to fruition.
You see, like, Sony sees Marvel's success with franchises and goes like, well, first of all, we can't lose Spider-Man because they definitely want it back, and second of all, maybe we can make our own franchise with only the Spider-Verse and the Spider-Man characters that were part of this licensing deal.
But
it didn't quite happen.
Well, with the failure of the Amazing Spider-Man 2, all that kind of puts on the back burner. And then there's another really important event here that happens that shapes the politics of the way Sony has to do business. So Amy Pascal, who's the producer of all the Spider-Man movies and really the person responsible for bringing Spider-Man, making the original deal with Marvel to bring Spider-Man into Sony. Not the new deal, but I mean, like, when they got the rights.
The original Tobey Maguire.
Doesn't look good after the email hacks, which was a huge thing for Sony post Amazing Spider-Man 2 and in the lead up to this. A bunch of which was published was figuring out what they were going to do with Spider-Man. And the stuff that went out there was laughable. Right.
It was just throw it against the wall and see what sticks because of Spider-Man.
So you're telling me it's because of North Korea?
I'm saying it has a part in this, unfortunately, yes.
I feel like my non-sequitur was funnier. But all right, go
because
on.
Because it essentially paints her soul as black, and you know she had said nobody cares about anything outside of Spider-Man from Marvel, right?
Yeah, essentially. So Amy Pascal is let go during the email hacks, but still owns a portion of the deal that brings Spider-Man, right? So Amy Pascal as a personal stake,
like as a bonus
in the Spider-Man property. So she can't be removed from it as a whole. Upon her removal from Sony Pictures, she goes to Marvel. Kevin Feige and Marvel still consulted on, even the Amazing Spider-Man films, there's in the credits special thanks to Marvel, Kevin Feige, the whole nine yards.
I'm going to assume that was mostly, no, don't do this. No, just don't. Please just listen to me. Don't do, okay, fine.
Which is actually Kevin Feige's career all the way back to when he was a PA on X2, X-Men United.
So they had been involved in talking to each other. So she goes to Feige and Disney after and says, hey, what if we produce the next group of films together? You and me and then the other two producers who are still linked at Sony. The four of us.
All right.
And
because they'll those totally Spider listen fandoms. To me now.
Right.
Still.
Well, more or less it does work out, right? So Spider-Man then comes back into the fold in the MCU, and fans for the last couple of years have been getting like ultimate fan service. They get the things that they want to see, Spider-Man in the MCU, with major plot lines that kind of arc together and do a wonderful thing, culminating in Infinity War Endgame, and like everything just feels beautiful and it works and everyone's playing together and this is what we wanted to see in many respects. Not every fan is happy, we get it, but like a lot of people are super happy, and then this news breaks.
Well, just, you know, and it builds and builds and builds and becomes this incredible thing, but the only option, five films this way, right? Which is why we're at this point.
They optioned... No, they optioned...
It was three with the plan for more, right? Like, with the possibility...
Three with an option to renew, but it's only three mainline films. So what's really, 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 really fascinating about this deal is just how loose... The original deal is just how loose it is.
Yeah, they really just did this on the seat of their pants.
Marvel it feels gets, like. Marvel gets... Marvel Disney got 5% of initial release sales, right? So that's initial theatrical, that's not any sort of bonuses or additions or extras, and not home video releases, right? Sony's reasoning for that, which is correct, is Marvel owns the exclusive rights to all merchandising and right. everything else related to Spider-Man. So they're making their money on the back end. Sony is producing these movies, right? They're not Marvel movies. They're not produced by Disney. They're not financially backed by Disney. Nothing.
We got to clarify what movies we're talking about. So far, we're talking about two movies.
We're talking about Spider-Man Homecoming and Spider-Man Far From Home. But if you're looking from the outside, you look at these movies and you assume they're just Marvel Universe movies because they play such a hugely produced role in the Marvel Universe with the involvement of, you know, Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark, and Happy Hogan, and Nick Fury. And
all the producers behind the scenes as well who are sharing responsibilities.
Correct.
Making sure the vision looks the same. The way you would in any production company, only we're talking about two production companies.
The vision
now.
Wasn't in the Spider-Man movies.
Useful.
What Disney gets out of the deal, though, is, of course, they get access to Spider-Man in their movies. And they don't have to share any of those movies' revenue with Sony at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So they're making, you know, all the box office, you know, take away from the Avengers and all of the merchandising rights whenever any Spider-Man film is
and
released.
I said a quick recap, but this was anything but. The final thing we have to discuss is, of course, that the success of the Spider-Man movie since then, right? So they had this deal. They're kind of... Spider-Man has his own two movies, and he appears in, I think, two or three other Marvel movies. I can't
three.
Remember. Three.
Civil War and the two Endgame.
Right.
Infinity War.
Yeah. So in those movies are wildly successful. His movies, Homecoming and Far From Home, are both wildly successful. Everyone's making a lot of money, and fans are super excited about what they're seeing on the screen for the most part. So then we get to the point where now this kerfuffle happens, where during the negotiation, things fall apart and Spider-Man no longer, and we're back to where we were pre-deal, right?
We're really also at a point where there's no official statement. Like there's nothing has happened.
It's just rumor at this point, absolutely. And like leaked information.
Conjecture.
And to be clear, we are going with the rumor. We are only discussing
rumor.
I mean, everybody's irate and really wants to see Spider-Man. There's no place like home.
But that's not entirely true. Sony released an official statement today, right?
Right.
And it's an official Sony public
statement. They have not agreed. They're not
that they are currently that there currently is no deal on the table, and that they are.
Yeah, well, the conceit of this show is that, it's something about it. This is real. Yeah.
But we do know that Disney came forward with, they wanted to change things. That was they were the initiators.
What was leaked that they said, let's change things, and it's what, 50-50?
Yeah, we want to go 50-50 on this from this point forward. And Sony was like, no. And then that was kind of like, oh, well, then we can end our partnership. And Sony was like, well, F you, I guess.
Disney, looking at the films just as films, comes over with a deal that they think is fair.
50-50.
Right? 50-50. And 50-50 risk, too, right? Yeah, so Sony's ponying up all the money right now for all these films.
Yeah.
Disney's saying, like, we'll go 50-50 all in, though.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do 50-50 on the merchandising or anything else.
No. They said just films. So they would be footing the bill for 50% of the movie. Right. Or any of the movies that this deal encompasses.
And are they gaining 50% of the initial sales?
No. Then they would gain 50% of all sales they wanted.
But which is what they had before was 100% of all sales. Was
Sony,
it? Sony had 100% of all
Sony
sales.
Sony had 95% of all initial sales and then 100% of all sales following.
So yeah, they're staked to lose quite a bit with this new deal. So I guess the first thing we're going to talk about is Sony a jerk in all this? What do we think about Sony's feelings about this?
I really don't think so.
This is what I was aiming at.
I feel like they're... I'm not saying they're good people. They're not. But I don't think that they're the 100% at-fault boycott Sony that the internet is making it out to be. Mm. It's like, again, I will say, Disney was the ones that were the ones that came in and wanted to change things. They didn't want to leave well enough alone.
So I find it most interesting to talk to you about this, Al, because you seem incredulous that people are upset with Sony about this in this way. I think it's pretty straightforward. My argument, listen, this is contracts. No one is the bad guy or the good guy.
Yeah, really.
Right? You could just like someone's point or not like it. Like, you could be okay with it or not. And my argument is, if you've enjoyed what's coming out of MCU, especially MCU with Spider-Man in tow, you have the complete right to be like, screw you, Sony. You don't make good movies. I don't want you to control this character that I like a lot just because you happen to bid at it at a time before the character was important.
Wait, Spider-Verse was a bad movie? When did that happen?
Haha.
Well,
that's a good point.
So that's the thing I want to bring up. Sony signed a $9 million deal with Lord and Miller, right?
Yeah.
And it includes additional Spider-Verse and countless unnamed films. So Sony's walking away from this thinking, yeah, we can do Spider-Man on our own. Venom was at least a financial success in Sony's mind, particularly because of international box office. And Into the Spider-Verse is an Oscar-winning movie. If they turn around to Lord and Miller, people who Disney are not comfortable with, they've made that pretty clear.
Or at least they weren't on one project.
At least they weren't on one big project.
Hamilton. I literally forgot the name of the project. Han Solo. Close. It's an H.A.
You know, Disney's thinking we might even be able to bring more interesting things because, you know, these are creators that Disney isn't quite willing to work with in that way.
Yeah. Well, I think that might be true, but here's my counter argument for that is that you could still not like it, right?
Oh, yeah.
For example, like I enjoyed Into the Spider-Verse. I really enjoyed it, especially with the soothing feeling of, you know, it's great that all my intellectual properties are playing together once again. If I had watched Into the Spider-Verse or if it came out like a week after this news broke, I think it would have gone in there more upset. I would be like, oh God, now you're doing this. You're going to milk all the I felt it was refreshing that it was a Spider-Man story going into it, knowing the context of Endgame and Infinity War and all the other crap. But when knowing that they have to do it as a Spider-Man story where Spider-Man can't even mention the word Hulk without getting his butt sued, that annoys me. And honestly, I don't love either of these companies enough for me to not boycott one of them. So if I'm going to boycott one, I'm going to boycott Sony because Sony, you're not bringing much to the table.
Well, we say that, but if Disney walks away and Sony makes a Spider-Man movie, are you going to not watch it?
Maybe.
I might not.
Really? Because I didn't watch the Amazing Spider-Man movies, and it wasn't really, like, at least for myself, I am kind of fronting a lot here. I really don't want to boycott Sony. I don't really care too much about any of this. I hope everyone stays employed, you know? But, like, I also, like, have a lot to do and a lot on my plate. And when Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 came out, I forgot about them. And I didn't see them in theaters. And Kid Frank is incredulous. Remember, Kid Frank also would never believe there was a world where I didn't see the Justice League movie.
I'm just saying that it's entirely possible that they, A, could make a good movie without Kevin Feige.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Also,
it's possible.
It's entirely possible that they don't make a good movie without Kevin Feige, but still make profitable movies without Kevin Feige.
And that's...
And, like,
for the company.
Run it Michael Bay style. Oh, and all the kids are going to keep coming out and seeing the spider. Absolutely. It doesn't matter who made it.
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't like, Sony makes sense to me.
Sony, I think, has a history of making poor decisions.
Yes.
When it comes to these kind of things.
That's their business model.
Yeah, I know.
It's like springtime for Hitler, the company.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, no, I can say that from firsthand experience, but I'm not going to get into that.
I own a mini disc player.
I'm sorry. That was a wonderful piece of technology. Yeah, it was good. They just botched it.
I think they should really have examined, do you want 50% of another Far From Home or 100% of another Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Yeah. I don't know who to go to. Well, I want to go to Al.
I think we're going to say the same thing. Right?
But I want to go to Al.
Probably not, actually. Like, but wait a minute. Like, I'm curious. We still have two movies that are guaranteed Tom Holland and the director, I believe, and then the scriptwriter. So they're still with Sony, and they're still making those two more films, right? Like, that's still a thing.
Yes.
I think it's one Holland.
But here's the problem with what you just said. They're not better off. So if you take the fact that Spider-Man Far From Home makes $1 billion, at 50-50, they walk away with $500 million. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 flopped at $620 million?
What was the cost, though?
Yeah.
What was their out-of-pocket?
I think it was...
I've seen people do the math on this on the internet.
The math checks out, though, and I'll look it up in a second, and we can come back to it. But the math checks out. Sony would still make more money on the biggest flop they've had, theoretically, which is Amazing Spider-Man 2, than they would with this 50% deal from Marvel with their most successful movie. Now, that's not to say that that'll be the case anymore with this leaked news and boycott Sony and blah, blah, blah. People really get a stick up their butts. But prior to this, the math checks out.
Which brings screw your numbers. I feel this is right.
Which brings us back to the point of why boycott Sony, because you're like, well, the math means you could do an unsuccessful, you could give us Amazing Spider-Man 2 forever, but who cares if those movies are bad? I'm going to try to stop you from making them in whatever stupid internet way I can, like hashtag activism. But
don't forget, though, Spider-Man 3 was arguably like the fourth worst superhero movie ever, and it still made almost $900 million.
Yeah.
So I don't know where worst and we know where money comes in, right?
How many?
We could
fourth.
Fourth worst?
Yeah. That came out in theaters.
I don't know about that. But very difficult to produce because a lot of it, this is opinion, right? I don't remember disliking Spider-Man 3. I know that's a thing that people argue. I thought it was good to some extent, I guess. And it I don't really remember best, a lot about what I liked or disliked. I remember being surprised by what I liked about Amazing Spider-Man. And there are plenty of people who hate Tom Holland's version of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So a lot of this is opinionated. But if we're talking about why people have those opinionations... Yeah, I chose that word.
It's not a word. But
yeah,
okay.
I chose to make that word. I'm a trendsetter. This is why.
I'm just confused why we're only blaming Sony for this, though. Like, why aren't we like, oh, hey, Disney, like, why'd you, like, what's with this, like, strong arm? Like, not that I care about Sony.
Don't go against the mouse.
Can I give you
but
a
I'm
reason?
Just saying, like, what, like, why aren't we saying, like, oh, well, boycott Disney. No more MCU without Spidey in it.
I think I've given you a reason. My reasoning is because if Sony loses control of Spider-Man, we never have to fight this fight again.
Ugh.
Just go back. Marvel owns it. Marvel creates it. Marvel can use it in animation, in comics, in everything else. Give it back to it.
Fair, but also not really fair when you get down to it.
Yeah, so, I think it's fair enough for someone's loud opinion on the internet, right?
I guess.
Two things. One, I did the math.
Yeah.
It's $420 million for both. Using the highest numbers, there's the budget somewhere is between $200 and $290 million for Amazing Spider-Man. There's not a defined number on the Wikipedia. So if I use the highest numbers, it's $420 million either way.
Even if they're splitting
Even if they split the cost, they would make, by minusing the production costs of Far From Home, it equals $420 million either way. It means that if Sony produces a stinker as bad as The Amazing Spider-Man 2 with higher production costs, they still make the same amount of money than they do when they do a lower production cost movie where they're splitting it 50-50.
Which would mean they'd be crazy to take that deal Disney presented.
Sure, it makes sense from a business perspective why you would walk away, and it also makes sense why you would be afraid of a international call for boycott and walk away from, which has, by the way, arguably never really been that successful. It's arguably, people will claim success on Han Solo. That's why it tanked, is because people were so angry about whatever the Last Jedi, but who knows if that's true or not. In fact, almost every other scenario when people are like, oh, go see this movie, Captain Marvel, it makes all the money. I'm sure there were other movies that people were angry about that weren't about women and people of color, but who knows?
I mean, bouncing off of what James said, though, like, we are in a different era now as opposed to when Amazing Spider-Man 2 came out, and are we sure they can make a Tom Holland Spider-Man movie without any of this connection?
I argue that they can make more money.
John Watts and Tom Holland, their contracts are signed with Sony, not Disney. So their rights to come on, they're basically, Tom Holland signed on theoretically for 3 more films or 4 more films at Sony.
Yeah.
Right? And if Marvel borrowed him, they would tick off those number of films from the Sony contract. That's not the case anymore if they're not lending him out. Tom Watts doesn't have a contract for the next film yet, but there's no reason why he wouldn't re-sign. Sony's the person who's been paying his checks the entire time.
Unless he hashtag boycotts Sony, too.
I mean, he could.
Ah.
So, you know, and the last thing is, yeah, we're Uber nerds sitting around this table. You want to know who goes and sees those movies?
Who make up the
volume?
My
mother and my mother-in-law.
And kids.
And kids
who could not tell the difference or would not care.
None of those people have any idea.
Yeah, and those people will go see the movie. And I think in today's landscape, you can make the argument that in today's landscape, we're oversaturated, people won't see those movies, or they won't see them as much, or whatever. I would make the argument in today's landscape, movies, aside from Pandora, from whatever the hell, Avatar, like every movie coming out is making billions.
The only other producer probably as successful as Kevin Feige, believe it or not, James Cameron.
Yeah, I would love to see Spider-Man fall back into James Cameron's lap somehow in all of this. If
that'd
this is just a long game, a long con from James Cameron, tenting his fingers, it goes, good, good.
I really feel like there's an argument to be made on your guys' side. For,
well, I'm not on a side. I've been taking a contrarian position.
Wait. Let me just say, like, I think kids would probably be very confused walking into the next Tom Holland film, being like, "But Iron Man!" Like, they would be. I feel like he's dead. I know, but like, no. Hear me out. Like, I think they'd be jarring for like, because they don't know that Spider-Man left the MCU. So him all of a sudden,
I think we were
like,
being a little insulting to kids. They're probably way more. They're like, they're fact checking this podcast.
I mean, maybe
which they're not even listening to because they're on TikTok.
I mean,
what the hell is that?
I don't know.
I hate TikTok.
But anyway, no, seriously.
I want my rotary phone back.
Back to anti-TikTok. Focus on the podcast. Is TikTok the devil? Yes.
But anyway,
this is the new
as
focus
I was
of the
saying,
non-productive network.
I just feel like, to a certain extent, like, they might find it really, like, out of place and just bizarre, just all of a sudden all those connections are just gone. And I feel like not necessarily that they'll boycott Sony, but, like, I feel like you could definitely lose some faith with younger audiences
that
way.
But aside from that, I could also see them go into the theater like, oh, all right, no more. Like, this episode has nothing to do. Like, I would totally be okay with going in to watch Tom Holland as Spider-Man not having to deal with Happy Hogan, which always kind of feels a little weird to me. Like, that's not, he's not part of his fan club. That there isn't a Spider-Man fan club that I know of inside the universe, is there? There probably is. Am I thinking about Superman? Maybe. It's all the same. Comics are for kids. Comic book movies are for children.
And I don't want this to become like a super larger conversation, but I agree with Al. In the long run, I think Disney's the bully here. There's only one really major studio left. They just bought Fox. And when they were buying Fox, when they were making the deal, right, it was like, no, we're going to keep it like an independent studio. We like Fox Searchlight. We like all this. The minute they got it, they're
clean
dismantling
house.
It. They're cleaning house. They're canceling projects. They have absolutely no interest in Fox outside of its larger tentpoles.
Library, yeah.
Right? And it's the same thing with Sony. They come in and they're bullying them into a 50-50% deal. In fact, I think John Pope is 100% right. I think Marvel leaked the news because you want to know what would be great? If Sony Fs it up. What other properties does Sony have? Where is Sony making its money? What was the other...
Trolls.
What was the other major... No, Dream... No.
Oh, that's Dreamcast.
DreamWorks. And DreamWorks left Sony for Paramount, right?
Smurfs, then.
When was the last Smurfs movie?
I don't know.
Last week?
The answer they is
just,
we don't know.
The big thing they just announced is, you know, they're going to revive The Matrix because that's the only... They have no properties.
Oh, is The Matrix them?
in a world that all
so
of them...
So they have no properties.
Yeah. So in a world where all of their major bucks come from IP, Spider-Man's it. Marvel would rather see Sony fail. And then, you know, and the Wachowskis and Cloud Atlas to go back, but we're going to go to the Disneyplex and see a Disney, right? Yeah. Like, that's what they call movies at the end of Cloud Atlas. They're Disney's because Disney owns everything.
Wow. So we've gone all the way around in circles, flushing down a toilet that ends up in... Oh, sorry, Cappy, you have something to add to this?
I'm just saying better than my that I'd up. Love to think the spark of humanity, our child, our children, yes. would like rise up and be angry Hell about no. their lost intellectual properties. But really, they still go to see Michael Bay movies in droves.
Yeah.
As he destroys intellectual properties.
Yeah.
But he destroyed all of one, really?
Transformers and Ninja Turtles.
And Ninja Turtles...
Yeah,
he didn't have much of a hand in that. That was ruined by someone else.
But people still saw it. It still made a lot of money.
That's fair.
They're gonna keep going.
And I don't care. Like that, they made a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, fair. Okay, good point.
So it's complicated, and I think it's all over the place. Really, yeah. I ultimately I don't know if I really agree that there is one bully or not bully, because I really think the big problem is that we become so attached to intellectual properties. That I mean, and this is from this network, and we're like only review major genre films. But like at some point,
look,
I'm
Sony,
like,
we don't look Sony and Marvel. Like,
actually, yeah,
take
no,
it,
Disney's
we're insulting
good.
You,
we're
but
good. Disney's yeah. Disney's our friend. No, we yeah, like that.
You're the best.
Yeah, because we're gonna be bought by Disney in a week and then shuttered. But no, honestly, there is really a blind spot I have for Disney, and that's something they're taking advantage of. Like part of it is the warm fuzzies, but also it's like. If you're warm fuzzies and you do a good job, it's really hard to be mad at you.
Yeah.
And those movies are great. They're really good. And some of Sony movies are not so good. And and it's weird because like I'm like, why would this one IP be split up in some strange way? But here's a little thing to maybe we should wrap on. If it weren't for Disney and Disney's involvement in extending the copyright acts over and over and over again... If it weren't for Disney, Spider-Man would be in the public domain.
Yep.
It's complicated because the character doesn't necessarily ever become like anyone can do anything what they want with it. That's trademark. That's a little different. But there are Spider-Man comics that would be in the public domain. So like, this is scary as hell in a way.
It's one of the reasons I don't trust Disney and I'm not in support of them is because they are the reason. Like every time Mickey Mouse gets close enough to that, like finally entering public domain, like that. Oh well, let's lobby for it to get pushed a couple more years, guys. It's okay.
Isn't that like next year now?
Yeah, 2021. Yeah. Oh, no, well, it's sorry, not next year, but close enough. Yeah. But it's just like, yeah, Frank's right. Like we shouldn't be supporting this company because one of the biggest reasons.
Hold on, Frank did not say that.
All right, I'm sorry.
Jesus,
I'm sorry,
Frank. Man, you want me killed? Frank, Mickey's gonna put a gun in my head, bullet in my brain, man. Fuck you. Fuck you. I wrap the show. We're done. Okay. Disney's good.
No wait, breaking news.
What?
Sony just announced that they'll be releasing the third Spider-Man movie exclusively on TikTok.
You go straight to hell.
We're done. We've wrapped this podcast four times. We're good. Are we good? I think we're good.
I mean, I was going to say, you know, Disney's also all hardcore. No, we're not doing that until they're not. I mean, James Gunn was off Guardians of the Galaxy 3 until, you know, he wasn't.
Yeah, maybe. I think we're good.
We'll see what happens.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Thank you.